Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The Bible tells us about people away from home, and that God recognizes many are not at home. God even knows why it happens that people are not at home, as well as their condition and state while they are away from home. We read of what God has done for people who are away from home, and how He has made provision for people to return home again. The word home, it means different things for different people, we realize this. But with most, home is a very sweet and precious word that brings forth thoughts that we love to ponder. And if the home is as it ought to be, it is a desirable place, a relationship of peace and happiness and joy and security, where one is accepted and pretense is neither wanted nor expected. Home is more than a house. It's more than an address where there is furniture. Home is where there is love and caring, a mutual interest, a company of loved ones and a family surrounding. Many beautiful poems and songs and stories have been written about home. When one is away from home, a good home, why, he misses it. Most people love home wherever it is and what it is. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. One might move away, but he enjoys returning to what he had called home. He enjoys visiting, but always glad to get back home. Why is it that home means so much to so many? Well, God designed a home. He gave it to mankind. Like the church, the home is of divine origin, and it is the oldest of God's divine institutions. The home exists for the benefit of mankind, and God planned that through the home, many of man's needs and blessings, His training and His guidance, that's where it would come from. The first home was in the Garden of Eden, the home of Adam and Eve. And when we trace the home, we ultimately go back there, and to the God who gave it. Adam and Eve found themselves away from home, but because of sin. They had disobeyed the voice of God. They gave no heed to the warnings that God gave them. They were separated from the tree of life, and they were driven from the garden, their paradise home, and were not allowed to return. Friend, this is what sin does to people. It deprives them of the great blessings that God had rather bestow upon them. But sin drives them from happiness and security and from the providence of God. In the book of Genesis, we read about Abraham being away from home. We find him wandering in Canaan and in Egypt. No land was there that he could call his own. He even had to buy ground from strangers for a place to bury his dead. He lived in the heathen land of the Ur of Chaldees at first, but now he was away from there, but for a very different reason than Adam and Eve were away from home. He left the Ur of Chaldees because God told him to leave and to go to another land, and he obediently left. Sometimes people find their love for home will cause them to disobey God. Here we see a man away from home because of his love for God, assuming duties that God had given him. And this is often true of preachers, who must make changes of residence and separate themselves from loved ones and places they have known in order to do the work of spreading the gospel. When Paul was on his missionary tours, why, he was away from home. Those who leave home to do the Father's will make sacrifices. They leave friends and family, familiar circumstances. It is difficult, if not impossible, for those who stay home to understand the impact of such things on life. But there are rewards also that tend to offset many sacrifices. God has always blessed those who are away from home because of their love for Him and for the call of duty. We also find Joseph away from home, because his brothers had sold him as a slave into Egypt. Later he served in Potiphar's house, but was sent to prison. Later still he had risen to heights of authority. Sometimes people are away from home due to circumstances beyond which they have no control. They're not there by first choice. Many have experienced this kind of thing even as they served their country. Even so, Joseph allowed the Lord to use him while he was away from home. The Lord made provision for the preservation of the family of Jacob, the nation through which would come the Messiah, while Joseph was away from home? You know, friend, the transfer of jobs, getting an education, sometimes sickness and many other things necessitate people leaving home. They can still allow God to use them profitably for good. Faithful Christians have always taken the gospel with them whenever they left home. Many churches have been established over the world by brethren taken from home, maybe taken from home because of wars. The early church was scattered by persecution, but the Christians preached the gospel wherever they went. And you might recall that after Israel was divided, we find Judah in Babylonian captivity. They were there for 70 years and were there because they had rebelled against God. They had disobeyed His will. They had turned to idols. They lived wickedly. They ignored His promises and His warnings. Now, if they had served Him, they were promised prosperity, but they were warned of the loss of home should they fall. Because of a hardness of heart and the stubbornness of will, they were taken away from home. People cannot expect the blessings of God and home when they throw themselves against the very truth and the very power that provides those blessings. Some complain that God has not blessed them more than He has. Well, probably they are blessed already more than they ever could deserve. But they never serve God. Yet they expect Him to pour out blessings upon them anyway. Most Bible students are familiar with Luke chapter 15, where we see a young man feeding swine and eating the food that the swine did eat. This lad was in the last place you might expect to find him. He was away from home in a foreign land. He was in need and want because he had spent all his living in wicked living, wasted his talents. He was now in poverty. He was without a friend, a long, long way from home. His home was a place where he was loved and people cared for him, where he could work and where he could be happy. Now, he had not been driven away from home, but he was away from home because he wanted to indulge himself and to live life his own way. He thought himself wise enough to cope with the world and to cast off the ways of his father's house. He went into the world of temptation with selfishness and sensuality, short-sightedness, lacking wisdom sufficiently for good judgment. He soon lost all that he had in sin and rioting. But this particular story does have a happy ending, doesn't it? Because he went back home, and he was received by a loving and forgiving father. Friend, the message of this story is that God longs for His people who have strayed away from home to return to Him again. The wayward Christian, he's lost. He's away from the Father. But he can return if only he would. The Lord above longs for just such a return. For about 33.5 years, our Lord was away from His heavenly home. Having existed with the Father and the Spirit, He took on the form of man for a third of a century, being born in Bethlehem, reared in Nazareth, traveling to Jerusalem and to Jordan and to Galilee, found in the temple, by the seaside, on the roadway, in homes, teaching, preaching, healing, but eventually being nailed to the cross and placed in the tomb, always away from home. This world was not His home, nor is it the ultimate home of His disciples. After His resurrection, He returned home, and there He will remain until He comes again to take His disciples home with Him forever. This world is but a place of sojourn for pilgrims, and a life is a time of sojourning, 1 Peter 1 and verse 17. And friend, while we're here, we're really away from home, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 6. We are now but strangers and pilgrims who are on their way home, 1 Peter 2 and verse 11. The Bible tells of many people not at home. It is a divine record of God's way for mankind to live this life of sojourning as He makes His way home. Knowing that this world is not home for the Christian, God leads and God guides by His Word the path that we ought to follow. We must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. Dear friend, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, is the only way home. John 14:6. A missionary couple returned from their field of labor after many years and was rather disappointed that nobody met them at the dock. Many others had come on the very same boat, and they were met. Some were dignitaries, some were very prominent people, others were just plain folk. But as the preacher studied the situation and was hurt, his wife cheered him by saying, "Well, we're not home yet. There will be a joyous welcome for the redeemed when all of God's singers get home. So let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not," Galatians 6 and verse 9. Our fondest goal, the most important part of our mission in life, is to reach the heavenly home. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.